Father, we bless you and honor you. We glorify your holy name. We submit this time before you to receive from you, Lord. So speak, Lord, and we will listen. Speak, Lord, and we will follow your instructions. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. If you would open your Bible to St. John chapter 16, we want to wrap up this teaching we've been on about the Holy Spirit. We're going to address an area and the role of the Holy Spirit today that would really impact all of us, encourage all of us, I believe, and also provide some answers to some questions we may have about our life, about making more progress in your life, about accomplishing more in your life, about getting more done, getting the help you need in your life. All this will help you understand how to get those things done. Amen. But here in St. John chapter 16 in verse 13, it reads, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come." Notice the word he. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He's not a thing. He's a person. He's part of the Godhead. Amen. And it says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Say all truth.
All truth.
This is huge. Who to marry, where to live, whether you should major in college, whether go back to school or not, whether change from this job, this career to that career. You know, things are really changing a lot and very quickly in our country, in our world. And if you're not careful, you end up being like other people, making guesses and not really making informed, God-Spirit-led decisions. There's so much even with the research, even though with investigation and just talking to people, there's a lot more we just don't know that we need to know about our personal lives. And the Holy Spirit is sent to help us and guide us. Say, guide us.
Guide us.
We don't have to feel like, you know, I'm just going to try my best. Well, we all try our best, but not leave it at that. That we can expect to land in a good place. Say, I will land in a good place. That's God's plan for your life. But that's not always easy when you're not dependent upon and also in particular understanding how the Holy Spirit will guide us. We'll talk a bit about that today. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, and he hears from Jesus, by the way, because Jesus is talking, that shall he speak. Say, speak.
Speak.
So when he speaks, you hear words. He's talking to us. Now, please follow me. I'm not going to be elementary here. I want to help you understand as I move forward and build upon this, because it's so important you understand he speaks to you, and those are words. And then he says, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Say, show you things to come.
Show
deals with your visual perception, meaning you will see something. And this is an area, unfortunately, churches and Christians haven't really tapped into, but it's all throughout the Bible, about how we need to see, how we need to be able to understand visually, if you would. And you're going to see in a moment how God really puts emphasis on it. And it's really how we're designed as humans. God made us to be able to see things. Say, see things.
See things.
In fact, he told Abraham, before he was Abraham, was Abram, he looked at the north, south, east, and west. As far as you can see, I'll give you.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't see far enough.
Right.
Wonder why God's not doing more? It could be dependent upon how far you can see.
Amen.
When I say see, it's not like seeing this wall and that wall in the back near the parking lot, but in terms of your career, in terms of your future, or a setback you may have had or difficulty, can you see overcoming beyond that? Mm-hmm. How far can you see? And so seeing plays a very key role in your faith operating properly, plays a very key role in the Holy Spirit, how he leads you. And so we want to talk about that today as well. Now, the way the Holy Spirit guides us is by what we hear and by what we see. Say, what I hear,
what I hear.
And what I see.
What I see.
It's two things here. This is huge. Because words create images. And images you see. For example, here you are, you're walking around and you see this car you like. It's a nice car, you know, attractive car, kind of fits you, you know. And you say, what kind of car is that? They give you the name of the car. And you say, I like that. I want to get one of those one day. It's nice. And then all later on, somebody's talking and say at a wedding reception, and they mention the name in the car. What do you think of? That car.
What you saw.
What you saw. Thank you. What you saw. You start visualizing. Yeah, I plan to buy one of those. Start seeing yourself in it. Are you following me?
Yeah.
The visual piece is huge. In particular, in you moving forward into your life where God has planned for you. Because if you don't see what God has given you, then you don't see what God has for you. You don't see the people God sent into your life for you.
Amen.
It's called vision. Say vision.
Vision.
So what you are hearing and seeing the most is creating the world you are living in and the path you are drawn to. It's what we're hearing and seeing. It's creating our whole dynamic of how we move forward in life. So a person, for example, in an environment where it's very depressing, it's very limiting, you know, you talk down, you put down, guess what? That's what they see. I'm not good enough. I'm not acceptable. You know the story. But a different environment could be very encouraging, very motivating, possibilities. You can be anything you want to be, son. You can be anyone, any person, anything you want to do, daughter. Wonderful. They have a whole different mindset. And guess what? What they do in life is far different than the ones that have a different environment. What you're hearing and what you're seeing. And same way with God. God has given you a word. Holy Spirit speaks to you, and those words bring images along with them. And the key question I want to ask you today, and you need to walk away with, what are you seeing about your life? A couple years from now? 5 years from now? 10 years from now? About your children, your legacy, what do you see? Just think about it. Because the Holy Spirit is leading you in these areas to address every area of your life. And he wants you to look at it and see it and go and be drawn toward it. Now, when you hear words, they create images in your mind. And these images God calls revelation or vision. Say revelation.
Revelation.
He reveals things to you. It's all about the visual comprehension. In July, we're going to have, again, back to our church, Dr. Caroline Leaf, an outstanding Christian neuroscientist, specialized in understanding the brain, how the brain works, in particular about blending the biblical insights with the brain. And science, she's always said, science is catching up with God. And how our brain is designed, there's 7 basic areas of our brain, and one of them is an area how you think. And in particular, one of those areas how you think is visual. Say visual. One is called it's kinesthetic, where you're active and so forth. And sometimes teachers don't understand that. You got a child that's kind of active, and Johnny, sit down, sit down. You're always moving. You're a bad boy. He's a kinesthetic learner. He's a kinesthetic learner. I've been on some boards and over the years, and I've seen some of these board members get up and walk around and kind of move around, and I'm thinking, why don't you sit down, brother? You're distracting me. But I had to learn and realize he's a kinesthetic learner. So what do you do as a teacher? You let him do activities in the class. Get him moving. Say, get him moving.
Get him moving.
Let him present a project that involves his hands and doing stuff. He's a kinesthetic learner.
Yes.
Now, we all have that ability at some level, but some of us are more dominant in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that we all have an ability to perceive and use and have visual insights as well. And it's God gave it to us. And it's important to follow the purposes and the plans that God has for our lives. And about our lives, everybody with us on the boat goes with us.
Mm-hmm.
Our wives, our husbands, our children, our legacy.
Amen.
So it's important we get it right. He will lead us into all truth. But if we're not sensitive enough or really aware that we should be seeing something,
yeah,
we'll miss it. We got to be seeing something that God has for you. Look at Genesis chapter 15. I'll give you an example. This is all biblical. Starts out in Genesis, goes throughout through Revelation. In fact, the whole book of Revelation is a vision. Okay.
Amen.
The Apostle John had a vision. He saw it, and he began to write it down. Jesus is talking to him, and he's writing it down, but he saw a vision. Say he saw a vision.
Saw a vision.
Here in Genesis chapter 15 in verse 1, this is God speaking to Abram before he became Abraham. And it says, after these things, notice how he says it. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Let's stop there for a moment. The word of the Lord. What are those words? Words you do what? Hear. But then he says, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a what?
Vision.
And then it says, saying. Wait a minute. God, I hear something from God, his word. Then it communicates an image. And guess what? Then it's speaking to me too. The vision's speaking to me. Wow. The word of the Lord came to me. I heard what God said. But now it communicates a vision. Something I see. I'm perceiving. And then guess what? That vision's speaking to me. Okay, let me illustrate. Here's a nice single man. Good man. Loves the Lord. Got his thing together. He decides, God speaks to him, son, I want you to get married. It's time to get married. In fact, it's past time, okay? Time to get married. He gets a word. Now he gets a what? An image. He that finds a what? Wife finds a good thing. So he's looking at, is she the one? He, you know, got all the parameters he's looking for in a quality, godly woman. And now that vision starts speaking to him. Oh, I'm about to get married. I got to make sure I got some money inside. I got to get the help, get my job, make sure my job is boom, boom, boom. Are you following me? The vision now is talking to him about what he needs to do to be prepared to get married and develop a marriage. See, the vision speaks too. Say, the vision speaks.
The vision speaks.
And all this is how God guides us. Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you. He will speak to you. But the words create images, vision, and then the vision's talking to you.
Yes.
Because it's beginning to inform you about what you need to do, where you need to go, the kind of people or places you need to connect with. Mm-hmm. And that gives you clarity. Amen. You know, there's a pastor friend of mine, and when you get clarity of vision, when God's spoken to you, you don't have to guess anymore.
Amen.
So many years ago, about over 30 years ago, he was an associate pastor at another church in L.A. area. And there was a Christian college wanted to hire him to be a professor there. So they called him. The college knew his pastor, so they got permission to approach him, and they did. And he said, Brother so-and-so, we would like you come and teach at our college, here, and I think you'd be an ideal candidate for us and be a good professor. And so would you consider doing that? Would you pray about it? He said, no, I don't need to pray about that. I already know. I got clarity of vision already.
Right.
I've already sought God.
Yeah.
And God had given me a word, gave me a vision, and this fits my vision.
Yes.
Now, what I just described to you was huge. Sometimes when we have a desire, we don't have clarity of vision because we haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to tap into us, or he's spoken, but you didn't believe it. He showed you something, but you didn't believe it. No, it's too good to be true. It won't work out. Like I shared about my nephew. He's married now, by the way, but early on, he had his girlfriend, you know, and I said, why don't you all get married? You all keep living together. Go and get married, man. Come on. You love her? Yeah, I love her. Get married. He said, Uncle, everybody I know who's married ain't happy. Except you and Auntie. And so I'm not going there. But he finally got married. My point is, he had the wrong vision. Now, God was talking about getting married, but he said, nah, mine won't work out. So guess what? He backed off on the purpose and plan for a while in his life. Now he's married. Say he's married now.
He's married now.
So notice here in Genesis again, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. So my question to you to think about is, what do you see ahead for your life? Just think, what do you see is the key. Because what you see at the end of the day is what you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, like, again, like a guy and a lady, you know, looking at the outward side. That's important, too. But the relationship, do I see peace? Do I see harmony? Do I see us enjoying a wonderful life together? What do you really see? Because you have some people, talk to the hand, I'm never going to get married again, or not consider that. No way, Jose. Why? Why are they talking that way? They see something differently. And yet God, it could be that the plan God has for you involves marriage. Maybe marriage again for the third time. Hey. But what do you see? Say, what do I see? There was a lady sitting about this side, on this side, about five rows back, about five, six years ago. I'm preaching like this, and I stopped, and I started speaking. God began to speak a prophecy to me. I said, there's a lady here in the service that you've been married before, it didn't work out, and you're now divorced, and you kind of like, you know, it's not that you're against marriage, but you're basically saying, you know, I'm good, God, I love you. She's traveling the world, ministering and so forth, and just, you know, I tried that already, God. I only need to get, you know, don't, I only go there twice. Okay. That was her attitude, but I'll just love you and serve you. And God says, if you be open again to what I have for you, I'll give you a marriage and a life that you can't even dream about. And so I just left it at that. She came to me about 2 weeks later, made an appointment, said, Pastor, you know that prophecy you gave a few weeks ago? Yeah, that was me. And she began to share about how she had this idea for a patent. And so she went on online, checked out with some engineers and so forth to help her design, to get it together so she can put together and file for a patent. And she looked for some engineers, found a guy, been successful in this area, he's retired. Come to find out, he went to the same high school she went to. Mm-hmm. And so she told me, Pastor, we started talking about maybe 8 o'clock. We didn't get off the phone until 3 o'clock in the morning. I believe he found his wife. Amen. And they got, I married them in the Fireside Worship Center about 5 years ago. And they're happy today. And she was at a place, she was not open at all because she didn't see the vision. She didn't believe the word God was telling her. But when the prophet, when I began to speak to her, she got a confirmation. She said, okay, I'm going to receive it. She began to be open, and God met her need. Say, God met her need. Now, she would have been okay being single. She was cool. But see, I'm going to show you in the scripture in a moment. God's got some things for you that your eye haven't seen, your ear haven't heard, that go far beyond what you can ask or think. And it's already a plan for you. As the world will say, blow your natural mind. Okay? So I want to share with you that sometimes we make decisions based on our limited experience in life. Because we're not embracing how the Holy Spirit ministers and guides us, we don't go to the next level. Just want to share a little bit with us. I don't know why I'm on marriage so much, but anyway. Now, when God speaks, it always translates. Say, always translates.
Always translates.
Into vision of what he has for your life. It always translates. Now, I got this in the morning because I was, you know, I'm a kinesthetic learner as well. I'm out there walking to my exercise this morning and stretching and stuff and walking the neighborhood praying. And so God starts talking to me about this message. So I added on, but don't just write it down. But in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, just write it down. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, it says, I will stand upon my watch and set myself on the rampart or on the wall. And then he says, and watch to see. Say, watch to see.
Watch to see.
You know how you're peeking in somebody's backyard, you kind of watch to see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To watch to see, but notice what he will say to me.
Yes.
I'm going to watch to see what God will say to me.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm going to receive from God, I'm going to see something, but it's going to speak to me. And what it speaks is clarity. Like my friend, I don't need to pray about it. I believe in praying and get confirmation from God, but I got this already. He already gave me clarity. I'm glad you showed up on time. Come on, let's go.
Amen. Amen.
Can you imagine? That's how people get good jobs and why companies pick certain people over others. The person that tend to get the job, they're all qualified. They wouldn't be in the interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all equally at least qualified,
yeah,
or they wouldn't be at the interview. But the ones that get the offer, they have clarity. Give you an example. Well, how would you handle this job and not solve that problem? I know exactly how I do that. And that role as executive or as manager or supervisor or whatever, you see how you would do this and manage and set the budget and plan and schedule. Oh, I like that. You got to clear. Because it's so clear in you, you share that verbally.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one's not clear. You just saw a job on a listing. Pays the good money, kind of money you want. I'll try that. But that's not how God's clarified it for you. Guess what? You go to 5 interviews, all 5 of them turn you down because you didn't have clarity of vision.
Hmm.
And it could be that it may not be the Holy Spirit not trying to guide you. We got to listen to him. He talks through words, and words create vision and image.
Amen.
How do you see yourself? No, we like manager salary, but do you see yourself as a manager? Leading and making decisions, guiding, setting budgets. If you don't see it, it's going to play out sooner or later in your job.
Amen. Amen.
Just want to minister to you. Sometimes we're in places we shouldn't be because we don't see ourselves there, but it satisfies financial need. I understand. Let it be temporary, not long term.
Amen.
Let me go share something else that our Lord spoke to me while I was walking this morning, doing my exercise and praying. See, I'm a kinesthetic learner as well as a visual learner, so God's talking to me. And he's giving me, speaking to me words, and then he gives me images. One of them was my grandson. I have three grandsons. And my youngest is Angelo. And Angelo likes animals big time. Yeah. But he also likes puzzles. Say puzzles. And so, but Angelo's good at it. Angelo will get these puzzles together and put the pieces, and he'll just take out his box, throw them on the floor. I said, wow. He's visual. That's a gift. And he's patient too. Now, so I start thinking about the puzzle. So when God, Holy Spirit speaks to you about your life, the things about your life, he's guiding you personally. And then that now he will show you things to come. You got a visual image of it. Are you guys following me? It's like now you got to find out in life, where are the pieces for your puzzle of life, for your vision?
Yeah.
There are pieces for your vision. Mm-hmm. And brothers, single brothers, one of those pieces is a wife. And now, unless you called to be single all your life, that's one thing. But if that's not the case, one of those pieces is a wife. But until you see it, then see God. See, oh God. He's guiding you, but you got to believe what you see.
Amen.
You got to believe it can be what he showed you. Yes. It can be as good as what he showed you. So many men hold back because they don't believe it's going to be good. Maybe for the second time or third time. I understand that, a lot of times you think about ladies getting hurt in relationships. Guys get hurt big time. Yeah. Big time. I know. I work with a lot of men. And they get hurt as well, just like women.
Amen. That's right.
And they hold back. And all I want to share with you, my brother, let God show you the pieces in your puzzle. Amen. And get that clear vision. Start believing in it.
Amen.
Because that piece is necessary to give you what God has in store for your life.
Amen.
And ladies, same thing with you too.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm all married. I wasn't like that on first service. Y'all drawing out of me. Y'all... Amen. In fact, one guy came to me after service. I didn't talk about marriage much in the first service. He came to me after service, Pastor. He'd been with this girl for a while. Long time. Okay. he said, we're getting married next year. He gave me the date. I said, well, praise God. Call the office. We said, hook you up. No problem. Well, I love it. There's marriage in his house. Amen. Anyway, okay. So anyway, here Angelo's idea of working with puzzles began to minister to me. God began to speak to me. See, the vision is like that cover of that box. You may have like a farm, scene. You got a farmhouse, and you got the barn, you got a few horses and stuff, and some cows. That's the puzzle. Put it all together, those are the pieces, right? Mm-hmm. Another puzzle may have maybe a house on the hill with an ocean view. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's another puzzle. Another puzzle may have a city, and you have the offices and buildings and so forth, and the tall skyscrapers. Another puzzle. Each of them have different pieces, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? And for your life, there are pieces of your puzzle that fits the vision. But if your vision is not clear, you don't know what pieces to put on your plate.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And sometimes because we're not clear, we get the wrong piece on our plate that don't fit. You know how to get a piece that don't fit? That's another puzzle. You don't have a child, like Angelo has four or five puzzles, all right? Can you imagine him getting his puzzle pieces mixed up?
Oh, my God.
And he's funny because I tried to play with him with his puzzles. He said, Papa, it don't go there. I said, okay, all right. It don't go there, Papa. Why? He has a clear vision. Sister, when you got a clear vision, you know, he don't go here with me. I hit a nerve. I hit a nerve back in the back. Okay. And some pieces don't fit. Some pieces do. But you know it when you see it. In fact, there's a classic marketing book called You Know It When You See It. Customers, it's talked about customer service. They'll know it when they see it. The world gets this. That's all in the Bible. The Holy Spirit will show you, will speak to you, and those words will create images, what you see.
All right.
And what I want to encourage you is think about your life being more enjoyable. That's what Jesus, our name Zoe means the God kind of life. Don't think it's impossible because it's been hard.
Amen.
Don't think it can't work out because of whatever situation you may experience. Believe what God has showed you through his word. It's going to create an image.
That's right.
And that's what you pursue. Amen?
Amen.
And when he shows up, he's the one. Okay, all right. Yeah, I have lunch with you. Yeah, as long as you buy him, it's okay. We got to start off right, right? I'm not going to go there. Now, the Holy Spirit reveals to us what God has provided for us. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. About to finish up here. I want to minister to you. Oh, this is huge. This has been a big piece of my life. In the last, probably the last good 20 years, this study and teaching has been it's how I do life. Being able to be clear and follow what God put in my heart. In fact, a lady in our first service, I'll just keep it short, but I met her about 3 months ago, and she's now working with us with our preschool ministry and also with our foster care ministry, because they kind of had some connections. And I met her when I first saw her face to face. It was at a lunch, and through another friend, because he said I need to meet her to help me what I'm doing. And I just broached what I was doing, and we had a board meeting that night. It was like 1:30 that afternoon, having lunch. And I said, well, I know it's late, but if you can come, we'd love to have you. She said, what time is it? I said, 7:00. She said, where is it? Cerritos Library in Cerritos, California. I said, I can do that. I'll be there. And she is a godsend.
Amen.
Has a qualifications background, many years in early child development. Just recently retired from USC. Worked with Charles Drew in her child school development. I mean, ideal. And I'm thinking, who sends people like that but God? So I didn't need 6 weeks to pray about it. It was part of my vision.
Amen.
God. Well, you know, you qualify, but I don't know you. You know, no. You know what? See, when you got a clarity of vision, things come together.
Yeah.
I was in Washington, D.C. last week. Met with a key leader in the Department of HUD, which is Housing and Urban Development, which we're getting more involved in housing and affordable housing development as a ministry. And I just talked to the guy two days before I met him. I got a connection from another friend who knows him. My point is that I've been talking about meeting somebody at HUD for the last year and a half. I don't know how to do it. I've been talking about it. You don't get this. Why? I see myself.
Yeah.
I see myself. So even though people asked me 2 months ago, who do you know at HUD? Nobody. How are you going to get there? I don't know, but I'm getting there, though. But because I see myself, a guy called me. He wants to work with us. He said, and I happened to say, I can't talk to you this week. I'm going to be in D.C. And he says, oh, yeah, I'm trying to work out a meeting with somebody at HUD. I got a friend. He runs that. No problem. God. See, I share that same thing for your life, about your children, where you want to go in your life.
Yes.
It's clarity of vision, but only the Holy Spirit can give that to
That's
you.
Right.
And guess what? He's doing his job,
Amen.
But are you seeing it and believing it?
Amen.
That's the key. He's doing his job. He is showing you things to come. He is speaking to us. But are you saying, no, that's too good to be true? It's too late for me. Or are you saying, thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Only, let me read here, 1 Corinthians 2, 9, verse, chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but just as it is written, things that no eye has seen, or ear has heard, or mind imagined, are the things God has prepared for those who love him. Think about it. Your eye haven't seen it, never thought about it. God wants to go far beyond your wildest dreams.
Amen.
That's the God we serve. That's the kind of life he has for us. But notice how he does it. But God. Say, but God.
But God.
But God has revealed these to us by his what?
Spirit.
Speaking of the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. There are people in our church that are getting married, for example, but they're in the same high school. They didn't even know one another. 30 years later, they hook it up. It's deep. But only God knew how to make that happen. God. Only God knew how to make that happen. So you get his involvement, and now he brings the pieces that you need up for your life puzzle together. This is a good fit. Say a good fit.
A good fit.
And you know it when you see it. So only the Holy Spirit can reveal to us the plans God has for our lives because they are spiritually discerned. This is huge. They're spiritually discerned.
Amen.
It may not make a lot of sense. He's 2 inches taller than me. Or she's 2 inches taller than me. Okay? I get it. But you know what? Everything else works out. Hey, we work it out. Are you following me? Or maybe she makes a little more money than you. Maybe a lot more money. But, you know, you make good money, too, but she makes a lot more. In your mind, I'm not going to be intimidated by that. We're going to love one another, work it out. No problem. Some men feel like it can't work out. They don't see what God sees. Are you following me? One question that think about before we leave. How do I receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you asked that question. Final verse. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Speaking of God. For he who comes to God. Say, come to God.
Comes to God.
Say, comes to God.
Comes to God.
Must do what?
Believe.
Must do what?
Believe.
Believe that he is and that he is rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You got to believe what God says to you.
That's right.
And he will begin to guide you more when you seek God for clarity and answers.
Yes.
But you have to be diligent about it.
Amen.
So you can't be casual.
Amen.
Okay, God, what should I do? You know what? No. It's like a good woman. Yeah. A good woman who respects who she is, knows what God gave her and endowed her with, and her mind, and all that come with her. A man approached her, I don't know you. Or maybe I've seen you around. Until you show some serious, diligent interest in me. If you're talking to all the ladies around the campus, you know what, brother, have a seat. I don't need this. But a good woman who knows what she's about, who has a clarity of vision, he says, talk in the hand until you get serious. Now, she may like so much what she sees so far, but she realized you don't know what you want. You're not clear with your vision. Okay? And so I don't want to be one of the bumps in the road with you. Talk to me. But what happens that with clarity of vision, now she says, oh, now we can spend time and talk now because you think I may be the one for you. And see how, my wife says, see how he fits in. And her vision. Amen. Help me, baby. So notice, he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that's what that prophecy was about. Mm-hmm. Being diligent and really wanting God. And not just to get married, just have a car, to get in school. You know, we can pray and come to God for special things. We're in kind of in serious trouble right now. Let it be a way of life.
Amen.
Let it be part of your pattern.
Yes.
God, that's what this worship time is about. Lord,
yes.
I can't live without you.
Yes.
Lord, you're everything. You know everything. You know my life. You created me. I submit myself to you.
Yes.
I honor you, Lord God.
Yes.
Well, your will is my will because I know you have my best interests at heart.
Yes, 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 yes.
I seek you. I'm diligent about it. I'm not casual about it. God says, I can work with him, I can work with her. Sometimes we used to be that way as Christians. You know, we got busy with life. But then we got the formula down. No longer diligent. And guess what? The guidance you've been needing is not showing up like it used to. I believe some of you here today, you need the guidance of God. You want the life that we're talking about that God promises us. But it requires you to take a step in his direction. To receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or recommit your life to Christ. If you say, yes, I want to tap into God. I want to seek him. I want to get to know him better because he knows everything about me. I want to know more about God. And I want God to guide my life through the Holy Spirit. And clearly God has something good for me. If that's you, I want to pray for you. I'll ask you right now to get out of your seat, gather your belongings, and come up here quickly. I want to pray for you, my friend. What you need, God has.